Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation this morning by sharing with you an experience I had many years ago when I was an aspirant for holy orders. I had just left my bishop's office after a meeting with him to determine whether or not I was called to become a priest. It was a good meeting which lasted well over an hour, and I felt honored that this very busy man took so much time with me. Upon exiting, he said to me, "Ed, I sense you're carrying some hurt from the past, and it sometimes shows up in how you relate to others. I want you to do something. I want you to spend a half an hour a day in prayer and meditation. I don't care when you do it, as long as it becomes a part of your process. I think it'll help you as you enter your call to ordained ministry." Well, what I heard that day was, "I approve of you becoming a priest," which was an absolute necessity if I was going to go to seminary. But as I was driving home, pleased with the meeting and myself, I recalled what he said, "Pray and meditate each day." And so I went home and started the practice that day. For the first couple of weeks, I had no sense that the time I was spending in meditation was doing any good. To be honest with you, felt like it was a waste of time. Then a funny thing happened. People in my life changed. They were becoming kinder and more loving towards me. Much, if not all, of the conflict I had been experiencing with some very difficult people dissipated. And then the light bulb came on. Duh. People weren't changing. I was. From that day on, I've lived a life with prayer and meditation as an integral part of my day. And when I find I'm not handling life very well, it's usually because I've slipped away from this practice. As a person of faith, there's just something about this practice that is transformative for me. This transformation became with two new understandings. As I sat in the presence of God, I began to realize how holy God is and how unholy I am. The second understanding was I began to grasp how much God loves me in spite of my unholiness. Let's spend the rest of the time we have together this morning and merely bask in the presence of God. Oh, it's okay if you don't believe in God. Merely use the word love instead. And I challenge you, like my bishop did many years ago, pray and meditate each day and see how it transforms your life.